This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, and Printmasters.
A slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they see, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. For the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto, four for the kids that don't want to be there, none for the trying to hold him back, five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that world, now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition of Talking Heads. It's Monday, people. Another day, another dollar. Back to the workspace. All work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. Got to find that happy medium. Well, Monday's to help you with that happy medium, all right? So another day, another dollar, holla, all right? We all going through it. Now, we got lots to talk about today. Open line, obviously open line Monday. And if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, coming in off the weekend, you know a big part of the conversation is going to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian 1844. Brought to you by Fine Threads. Boy, really, Mr. Producer, get close to the button, all right? Because this headline here, boy, I want to say some 10-pound word, boy. Some $11 word, $11 monthly VAT savings. Tax could put $127 in household pocket annually. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, with all due respect, this sounds eerily similar to your surplus proclamations, and we're still waiting on that. This sounds eerily, you know, similar to what you had to say on the whole Grand Ukraine situation in the airport in Freeport. $11 monthly? I don't want to sound ungrateful, right? But when you do enough voodoo kind of math and voodoo economics, where when you look back at it, like we talked about last week, like Eddie Murphy, nothing for nothing, lead nothing. Lillian, Eddie, get out of my house. Lillian, Eddie, this is my house. And I'm junk and it's beautiful. And nothing for nothing. That's what our vada is right there. And you see grocery store owners sounding the alarm that they may not be ready April 1st. Because now they got to restock and reprice and so on and so forth and recalculate and calibrate. I think the PM said April 1st on this for a reason, you know. So he could come by and say, April 4th, that's only playing. Because you know, if you brought us back in, we can put it back on anyway, so don't let me do that. So I got to double check this, man, Mr. Prime Minister. I appreciate the $11 a month and the $127 in annuals, but I want to make sure that's right. Because let's be honest, when it comes to figures, you little off sometimes. And I don't want you to have us thinking, you know, like 127, like, come on now. And you know what the teachers union saying about this right now. Double check the figures. All of them got paid yet, Mr. PM, or some of them still get waiting to get paid. But like I said, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but make sure that's right. Because if we go back and do the math and there's only like a $2 a month saving and $48 annually. But hey, Houston, we got a problem. Mitchell says F&M would fire. F&M chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands says no. As parties continue their preparations for the upcoming general elections, PLP chairman Fred Mitchell yesterday told voters the F&M, if elected, would lay off public servants and conduct revenge prosecutions. Claims that F&M chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands labeled as plain and simple rubbish. Listen. Mr. Mitchell full well knows he's trying to get people to buy into the boogeyman. Those of us who don't read so much. But if you're a civil servant and you have a binding contract and you're on staff, you're online, you're a permanent, you know, considered a permanent worker, not a temporary worker, then you should be good to go. Now, if you're a temporary worker and you wasn't diligent enough to become permanent, you need to double check it because your contract may just very well expire and may not be renewed. That's another angle you could look at. And if you're a politically appointed crony, homie, lover, or friend, you might want to keep an eye out, but I mean, that goes with every rotation of a government. But core, everyday-based salaried workers with permanent positions in contract, don't let Mr. Mitchell try to scare you all or fool you all with that foolishness. He wants you to buy into the boogeyman. That ain't gonna work, just go around. Dr. Sands has clearly said no, so obviously, you know, the F&M has put a no to that statement. And now they have to be held accountable moving forward if they do become the next administration. Then keep an eye on what they do. But at this point in time, he's out. But that's the kind of stuff that we don't need. It's smoke and mirrors. It's distractions. I wish Mr. Mitchell would let us know what's going on in Southern Shores. Is it Mr. Roberts or is it Mr. Watson? I saw Mr. Watson with a big contingent outside of PLP headquarters. Seemed like he had a big crowd behind him. You know, but I hear Mr. Mitchell is backing Mr. Roberts, allegedly. That's what I hear. So we'll see where it goes. Maybe Mr. Mitchell should talk about the 39 ratified candidates that the PLP is going to present or when they're going to start presenting them or part thereof. It's about spreading boogeyman propaganda. It's not going to happen. FM deputy calls for more transparency on SpaceX booster landings before program resumes. FNM Deputy Leader Shannon Cartwright called for transparency from the government on all environmental considerations related to SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket booster landings before any resumption of the program. We call upon the government to be more transparent on any and all environmental considerations, including the tabling in Parliament of an appropriate and adequate environmental impact survey, which we need to know. What's dropping from the sky? SpaceX. Gotta watch that. What's falling back in? We already had some debris fall in and we couldn't recover it. Some of it's unrecoverable. What effect is that having on us as a nation? And to our waters, into our reefs, into our environment. And seafood is a big part of our food chain. So, let me check the text lines. Good day, Naughty. We need to vote MPs out before election's up and also have a by-election for when MPs join other sides where they wasn't voted for. Make that law. There you go. Murder accused asked judge to toss fabricated case. Pilot Donald Ferguson Jr. has filed a motion seeking the dismissal of his fabricated murder case. Ferguson, 27, has pled not guilty to allegations he gunned down Jeffrey Giovanni Roll at Jet Nassau on June 16, 2024. He's expected to stand trial in 2027. And that's just some of the headlines. Let's check the gas tracker. Rubis 512, SO 511, and Shell 510. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We're going to open up the lines. I want to hear from you guys. What's your take on $11 monthly in VAT savings? What's your take on Mr. Mitchell's comments regarding the FNM Fire and Civil Servants? And if you got an interest in that SpaceX booster like I do in the environment, I want to hear from you on that. Plus whatever else has got you going. And like I said, lots to talk about coming in off the weekend. Boy, I saw a video. Let me tell you, boy. Mr. Producer, I don't know if you saw that video, but listen, I don't want to really say nothing. But you know, you hear rumors about certain family islands. Boy, but I saw one from Spanish Wales. Boy, look like them rumors, but maybe a little bit of redneckism going on down there might be true. Because I could have sworn I was straight out of the South of America, somewhere in Southern America, all fired up in a trailer park, a couple of chained up pit bulls, some chickens running around. But let me tell you, I didn't know even we still had that part of the Bahamas still alive and well. I tell you right now, you could have picked them two up, dropped them in West Virginia, and they would have fit right in. Take me to the break. Just remember when you come up.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah. Cana's in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on. All night till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up.
A slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Open line edition. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. And of course, the text lines, you know that already, powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. All right. We check some of the text lines. Caller, I see I get to you. Naughty, good afternoon. Great show as always. Listen, I think they need to start paying police officers and Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers weekly because them fools are crashing out. I can't use the adjective, but yeah, I get it. They crashing out, doing crime in red government-plated cars. Fire all of them. And yeah, you have this administration saying, you know, we're paying workers and don't mind that noise about the insurance. We can get that figured out for the officers. And when it must be tough times if you see in Royal Bahamas Police Force officers and Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers committing crimes in red-plated government vehicles. We have a problem. Hello? We need to hear from the Minister of National Security on this. What's going on? I mean, that's a valid question. Now you don't know if the cops coming to rob you or protect you. Real talk. Put your hands up. Either way, either you're getting, you know, taken in or you're getting robbed. One out of two. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty, how are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing well, ma'am. We got to talk about some serious things. I want to get your view. How does it feel for you personally? You know, you as a Cowboys fan and you've been rebuilding for 50 years to watch the Patriots start a new dynasty and go to win the Super Bowl again. How do you feel about that? You know, there's a difference between the two organizations, clearly.
Okay, when did you drop out of school or start taking remedial studies? Because anybody who knows their salt or has any sense in their head knows that we talk sports at 5 o'clock on this show.
Oh,
so you could call
okay,
me back
okay,
with your
okay.
remedial New England okay. liking behind in 5 so, o'clock, and I'll deal with you then.
So watch them dead Cowboys.
Until then, you can continue licking the window like you always do. Where were you the last couple of years when the Patriots was at the bottom of the barrel? And don't tell me you're a longtime Patriot because you sound like a middle of the dynasty Patriot. You can't tell me like old school Patriots like who've been through the sufferation. But I get it. I get it. Your Patriots are back. Now, you're in the AFC Championship game. You smell blood in the water. Mind Sean Payton don't draw something up with Jared Stidham to confuse you a little bit because y'all ain't got no kind of film on him this year. Because you know we saved the numbers around here. Me and Mr. Producer will have to call you back next week because I know you won't have the same energy if your Patriots lose. Tail tuck back under the rock you went from when you Camelot crundled, you know, a couple years back. But yeah, next time, you know, you call here trying to get froggy and out of pocket, just remember, I could get just as froggy, ribbity, 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 and out of pocket as you too. You here disrupting me from watching the Cowboys' potential draft picks. I'm getting excited about that. And you want some foolishness? It wasn't like y'all played brilliant football yesterday, and I'll talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour. C.J. Stroud put that on a silver platter and handed that over to y'all. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. Come on. He was like an Oprah giveaway yesterday. You get a turnover, and you get an interception, and you get a fumble. Anyway, 5 o'clock caller, call me back. Same energy. But yeah, you look at him. A couple of things I want to talk about. It's kind of got me scratching my head. If anybody live in the Carmichael area, near Bel Air Estates, tell me what happened to Phil Smith Park, to Bel Air Park. My God. First of all, I feel it's a desecration to name the park after a broadcasting legend like Phil Smith, who loved sports, loved activities, loved kids, wanted to see the kids involved in events and have a park where people could go and enjoy themselves. And it is dig right up. Allegedly $500 to $1 million in fill or quarry or curry, whatever you call it, gone. Where did it go to? Who authorized the removal? Who removed it? Who got paid for removing it? Where did the funds go from the removal? Did the community benefit from those funds? Housing and beaches and park. What's going on? What's your involvement in all this? That park and that area that never flooded before now floods. And Keith Bell, Minister of Housing, talking about, oh, we coming in the west to Papaw Track to put up 160. No, sir. For y'all to frig it up and dig it up like how y'all did Bel Air Park? Why don't you start explaining that? And get on the campaign trail. Because she looked, you know, wow, like he wasn't on a good foot. Let us know what happened with that park, sir. Please. Don't brag about housing and this and that. No, no, no. You ain't coming to dig up nowhere else. Because I see that's what y'all like to do. Dig to give the impression that something's getting done and then just leave it derelict and out of that park is deplorable. There's not even signage on that park to say hazardous materials, open trenching, anything. Kids play on that park, they get licked down and get hurt, so on and so forth. And you know kids are curious. The park should be closed until it's completed. It shouldn't be open. That's not serviceable. It's ridiculous. Boy. Let's go to the text lines. Breaches and perks will likely not be able to. I like that one. Well, we already know Mr. Barnaby does not explain. We're still waiting on the $7 million in overages from 2025 budget. The overages from the previous 4 years to the 250 some million. And I'm sure he's about to have overages in the 2026 budget. If you get a chance to go over. So, what's really going on there? Okay. Good afternoon, Naughty. I have a trivia question for you. I need an answer. What year and what month we will hear about the money in the bank saga in Freeport? About that. DPM tried, now the PM. Time to further to sell us in Freeport the trick. We waiting for them. I think that'll come to you on, to be honest with you, I think it'll come on February 31st of 2026. February 31st. 2026, you could expect your answer text. That's when I think it'll come through. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
How you doing? I've been hearing you talking about the parks, and I've been hearing all day, you know, on the radio, we talking about the government mismanagement and stuff. Now, don't you think the people get the government that they chose, the government that they want? Don't you think they always get the government that they want?
All right. Carly, you breaking up a little bit. I can't totally hear what you're saying. It's being a little distorted, so I want you to repeat that
for me. Hear me now?
Yeah, let me repeat that for me. Turn your radio down.
I'm saying, that for me. Don't you think the people get the government that they want?
Well, the last electorate got the government that they voted for.
Exactly. So, I mean, because the way I see it, you know, one, there's two things. The people vote for what they want, good or bad. And then you have all the people at work in government, the persons who are actually doing the work, who see the corruption, see everything happening, and say nothing and do nothing. And so, you know, the party they want, and everybody who's working in the party, who sees the corruption, who benefits from it, they're all the same people of the country, and they do nothing about it. This is actually what they want. I mean,
it's a minority that holds hostage the majority, and the majority suffers for that said minority that are benefited.
But in the next election season, the process repeated because people think they remember with their belly, and whatever comes up, whatever you bring to feed them now is as far as they'll remember. And they vote again, and how long has this been happening?
I think we need to change the culture, the voting process, the mind frame. I think we need to look at our electorate and how we go about it. I think the people should have a process and be part of the process in selecting party leaders. I think there should be debates, not only amongst, you know, potential MPs, but between party leaders. I think the whole voting process needs to be adapted so it's totally transparent and accountable. We have to step into 2026, and it's not just us. It's within the region. I mean, if you look within the region, everybody has issues come election time.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing everywhere you go. I mean, you go to the larger countries, like even America, it's the same thing. I begin to wonder if everybody should have, if voting should be a right. Should voting really be a right that everyone has?
Yeah, especially when you want the best for your country. You obviously should take your God-given right to vote to elect the government that you see fit, but you should obviously be given the options to vote the best government for your country in.
But most of the people don't know how to vote. Whoever brings a handout today,
well,
they vote for.
Maybe in past years, caller, but I think in 2026, with the internet so readily close to the tip of people's fingers and a young generation that really is on instant gratification now, I think it's going to change a lot of people's perspective this go around. I think a lot more people are going to come out to vote that we haven't seen in the past, and I think that might make a difference as well, too. But again,
I'll call you back after election.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Jamaica, originally.
So you should know all about it. You know how to take over, brother.
That's what I said. I've been so many places, and in every country I've been, it's the exact same thing. I begin to wonder if it's the whole system of things that's designed to be that way.
It's like, when it comes to electorates in the region, I got to coin a phrase from the Jamaican PM right now, Mr. Holness. Everybody in this region is fully dunce when it comes to electorates. We backward. We still living in draconian times. We need to step to where we need to be now.
That's what I'm saying. It must be by design, because the same thing can't be happening in every single country in the region. It must be by design. It's designed to be this way, whereby you will not get the best out of it. It's always going to be held in the hands of a small minority, and the people are going to be mostly uneducated in regards to the process of voting and who you vote for. People don't even vote for the members of parliament; they vote for a party.
And we gotta elevate from that too, man.
You can't just
go blindly into something because you got to be able to be objective. You got to be able to tell your party how they need to improve and where it needs to be. So we as Bahamians could benefit from it long term. Like you said, it can't be the small minority costing the majority.
But Rick Fox? What do you think about him?
Rick is good people. I think Rick has a lot of good ideas. I think politics isn't ready for somebody as real as Rick, because obviously, you know, Rick has been around and seen how the thing go globally. And obviously Rick is going to speak out. I mean, come on. Whatever political affiliation party Rick decides to go with, or if he runs as independent, you can hear Rick's mouth. If you could be the police in the locker room between Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, two alpha males, and you the cooler, and you the one who, and the voice of reason that keeps them cool, and you go on to win championships, you're going to hear from him. So if we're intimidated politically by an alpha male who's going to speak, then we got problems, because you need more people like him who's going to stand up and say what is right and what is wrong, call wrong wrong and call right right, and have a vision to get us where we need to be.
And but then we have people like him before who went in with that intention.
Correct, but got,
like
totally,
everybody else.
Got totally disenfranchised by the system and walked away, or ended up becoming part of the system.
It's
exactly. It's just a whole. It's by design. If you're going with good intentions, you're going to realize you can't do anything. So you might as well join them or get out.
No, you dig your heels deep in the sand. And you draw your line, and you fight for your country, and you keep making noise until the bitter bloody end. Because at the end of the day, when you know better, you need to do better. And we've been rewarded. Can't continue to do it. Mm-mm.
The age of heroes is over. Everybody's looking up for themselves.
No, man. Nobody
won their 40 acres.
Let me introduce you to the age of anti-heroes that slaps heroes and villains same time. Welcome to my show. Welcome to my life. Have a good one, caller. Good stuff. Don't be a stranger. Man. All right, good stuff. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, how you doing? Nolly, just turned
on. Man, see, Alan, you got your blinders on or you got your blinders off? You good to go? You ready to talk? What's happening?
I'm always glad to hear from you, man.
What's happening? What's popping?
Let me talk to that blinder guy, right? If he wants to, he could call Mr. Philip Brave Davis and ask him who stood with him from 2007 to straight till 2021, okay? All of the people who now support Mr. Davis are all newbies. They just joined the thing. After we disposed of Perry Glasgow and Christie, who, just like Mr. Davis indirectly said, who has suppressed him since 2007 when he should have taken over the party. Straight after, wait till 2017, 10 years, when these people didn't know who Mr. Davis was. I walk with Mr. Davis. I hang with him. I fought for him. I fought for minutes to get rid of Mr. Christie so Mr. Davis could take control of the party. So these newbies who think that I don't know who Mr. Philip Davis is, don't know who I am, neither do they know Mr. Philip Davis. Okay? So I knew what I expected, and which their last caller made a very good point. Intent and ability, and this is what Mr. Davis has shown, and I used to express that if you recognize the problem and you say that you know what it is to fix it and you don't, then I have to question your ability. That's all I'm doing. And I've always maintained and fought for party. No one can, you know what, you know, you know what scares me, Naughty? That people who know me know that I'm the same yesterday that I am today. I'll be tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. You're the same C. Allen I know for over 20 years, yeah, and I've heard from and heard contributions from for over 20 years or more. And he's the same old, I mean, and not in a bad way, but that's just who you are.
But Naughty, you know what scares me, right? They say that to the last guy, right? They hung on the cross, and guess what my daddy was? A carpenter.
Jesus.
So I got to be careful. But, you know, I am a nationalist and a patriot all at the same time. Let's fight for the country. But Naughty, that last caller made a point. Intent and ability. You know, you talk about Rick, but you talk about our leaders. They had intent, but clearly from their history, we could see that they lacked the ability. And so, in fact, I wrote this down, right? Naughty, I'm not going to write it because I just wrote it down, just listening to him. Something, and this can be my next letter. The dependency diet, when loyalty pays more than work. I don't know what the letter's going to say yet, but that's my next letter to the editor. So
I'm going to look for it.
Right. But so what happens is, though, is that the problem we have in leadership, but he spoke about in the Caribbean, and Mala Dukaran and Turner Jones have spoke about this, is the fact that we are so anchored in our past. And then we talk about the colonialism, and I think it's Philip Davis Jr. that talks also about the indoctrination of colonialism on the impact on our behavior and systems that has been that's been set up. The problem is that we've had leadership that has so been ingrained, and they have ignored the last 25 years that ended on December 31st, we call it 21st century, of the tools that is necessary for national and personal development. Now, so leadership is the ability to lead a team to achieve a goal. You know, Donald Trump doesn't run America, right? Brave Davis doesn't run the Bahamas. And you could go through this, all of these various different people. There's the ability to choose team members. And so when you look at Dell, and you look at Microsoft, and you look at all of these, at Google and the rest of these, right, with hundreds of thousands of employees, the leadership sets the pace, and the leadership also sets the tone that brings about the change that is necessary. And so this is how we have judged leadership in the Bahamas. And so I hear people say, party does this. You know, political parties never run the country. A leader did. The political parties may have been the vehicle by which they got to where they are. And you just spoke about number 73 concerning certain reforms that we need to bring about. But I would argue that those reforms is not necessary when you understand the tools of today that's available for you. Now, government's job is not to take us to where we want to be, but actually create the environment that allows us to program procedures, processes, and protocols. And then creating, using these as tools, as an environment, to give us the access, because no government can individually build 120 households in here or individuals with their own personal economies, et cetera. It creates the environment. And that is what we have failed in the last at least 20 years to create, because we have looked to that same concept, the dependency diet. And for me, and when people ask why I choose where I choose, because I saw almost immediately, I give you 18 months on the job to achieve what it is that you have to achieve. And this administration has not. So it may be that the Peter's principle with Mr. Davis is that his team of $150 million a year has not been able to hold up the snuff. You know, you do football, you could have great people on the team, but the majority of the team doesn't carry their load.
Or have you got a good coach and bad players that ain't gonna work? Or have you got a bad front office and you don't make the right moves? Right. The coach and the team screwed. So, yeah.
And so these are where
and indirectly the
come.
City where that team come from, the fans.
Right. But see, this I don't keep you much longer, but let me say this. But
we got other callers. I got to get to
right,
them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Tools now available for financing, for the very things that Mr. Davis said he's going to tear down. How do you tear down which is there no longer? And so the problem then is not that these walls of financing and access is no longer there, the blockage is no longer there, is that leadership, our current leadership, that the new tools is available to direct behemoths to access those tools to build a better Bahamas we want. And that's, for me, Mr. Michael Pintard brings that to the table, because there's no longer dependency on the team, because the team goes from those from around Mr. Pintard to those of the entire Bahamas. So we give the tools to everyone rather than to select a set of people to feed the masses. We could build a better Bahamas.
It should be not for some. Should be for
all. And I take any call up personally, 825-9700, if they want to debate the issue. I would love to. Thank you.
All right, good stuff, man. Always good to hear from Seattle. Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Hey,
what's going on, bro?
Everything good. Yeah, that's the previous caller before, Charlie. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, man. They designed the system. Why didn't they pave in the roads and now? They got to pave these roads. They do things. And moderation to the behemoths, the behemoth people. And
yeah, but not all the roads paved, brother, because you got some craters around this place out of this world.
I understand that. But you won't see what they're doing. They're trying to see what they can do now. But they're trying to put things in place. They're starting to do things now, little things now, to try to get the people in mindset to change.
And couple contract throwing out it.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time. Now they're going to be 48 this year. I see nothing change. I get worse and worse.
So you know what good you say, right? It's politics time again.
Man, I tell you, I don't know how these people them could be getting swing all their life. All their life. Some people go into the grave and all these and get swing. What a sense. Some people just voting for voting sake. And like the man said, they only voting for party. They only voting to say party, but they ain't worrying about they ain't asking the question. But why the traffic? Who can fix the traffic? Who can do this? When the food price goes, that means you spend $1,000 in the food store, you only get must be a couple of dollars off of that. They still need to drop duty free on all fruits coming into the country. All things that would be healthy to save the people. No duty on everything. So the price could be cheap in the food store. They get the swing all over Manali, man, and how in the world these people them could go? Every 5 years, they can do the same thing. I mean, I think everyone needs to get checked. They need to bring in a psychiatrist, or they need to have something to check these people's brain, man. Because you can't be getting swing all your life, man, and then you set up your great, you churn them on your great grunt to get swing too.
Yeah.
Come from
I don't know. Is that Stockholm thing? That's what they're suffering from, man. But good call as always, man. I got to get to these other calls, but great points as always. And you ain't the only one noticing it, bro. A lot of people noticing the same thing. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what you say, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, two of those people, right? The guy just now, another caller. But I want to show you guys something that is scientific and psychological. People remember what you do for them now than what you did 5 years ago. So what this party does is what the gentleman said, but they're still full. They're doing now so people could say they can do it later. It's all psychological. Notice, FNM, PLP, they always wait when it's a year and a half before election. It's psychological. Understand me? I don't think these parties, Naughty, don't think these parties, they don't talk like the psychologists and all these scientists. They do talk to them. They know how the mind works. How the psyche of the people works.
A lot of psychology. What you mean? I say a lot of psych and psychology go into this, man.
You know that, right? So, and that's why I say the last caller and the gentleman just now is all a psyche trip. The people just have got more sense not to fall for the psyche trip. You understand what I'm saying? Because guess what? They're going to do roads the first year. They're going to drop back the first year. They're going to do plenty the first year. It's all a psychological trick which many behemoths are falling for.
And what I you said year one when they came in on this show, it's like a game of dominoes. Like they play and hold your seat.
Yes, yes.
And at some point, and if you play domino, you know, at some point then when you hold in your seat, it come to a point in time, you could be sitting across from your best friend. If you got to hold your seat, guess what? If I got to throw this block on this game and keep my seat, buddy, you got to go. Sorry.
I'm telling you, but, and another thing, I just wish people stop voting because your grandmother vote or your daddy vote. You got to stop that. Look what's best for this country.
That's
right
why
now,
I tell
man.
Young people to get as many manifestos and plans and visions and from all upon your own, read it. If you can't understand it,
listen,
get somebody who can break it down for you.
One more thing, Naughty. I had a neighbor. What's this now? Imagine how bottleneck this country is. I had a neighbor, went to Canada. I don't know if you remember that CSI scientific crime thing, the guy with the red hair. You remember that? That show.
Yeah.
But guess what? He came back to Nassau to join the police force, to give them, listen now, to give them a lab.
A forensic lab.
But the thing he learned, the government could have built him a lab, and then had to keep on selling DNA stuff and all that. Guess where they put my boy? In juvenile court.
Dear Jesus.
Wait, he packed up that first year, and he gone back home.
Because he brought,
to Canada.
Because he got a better offer up there to make a better living and put his skills to work.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We stopping our own good behemoth.
We creating a brain drain ourselves.
Check you later, Naughty. Love you, buddy. Love your show.
Back at you, bro. Good stuff. Yeah, we're creating our own brain drain, shooting ourselves in the foot when it comes to our dot, for sure. And like I tell every young person that I meet, if you're disenfranchised, get every piece of literature from each party, the PRP, FNM, COI, ABC, LMNP. Sit down and read it. Whichever one works for you the best. Roll with it. If you don't understand some of the things, get somebody who could break it down for you and figure out which party works best for you and align yourself with the party. But what you need to do is register to vote if you haven't registered already. That's very important. You're a part of the process, and your vote is very important. Don't let them tell you you're a young voter, your old vote don't matter. It matters. And all the middle-aged crazies in between, your vote matters. So get up and register to vote if you haven't registered. If you've been moved or on the boundary cuts, you're becoming a new polling division, go and put yourself where you need to be. If you haven't registered to vote, and go out there and vote. And if you're registered and you've been disenfranchised and now you feel like a little election fever, get up off the sofa, go out and rock the vote. The more of you that go out and vote, the better understanding we have of where we are as a country and who we are as a people and where we need to go. Callers, I see you coming to you right now. Let me get these texts in real quick. Naughty, when it's election year, government should cease 8 months from doing things like giving out contracts, giving out jobs, put all that on hold, making it law, giving out plates, other stuff, etc. We need to vote MPs out before elections are up and also have, got that one already. Naughty, the PRP is drowning and grasping for straws by praising its leadership. Why didn't they have all this energy in discussing many issues that are still unresolved? Many questions are unanswered because the PRP administration simply refused to answer. These neophytes are jokers. Naughty, your previous caller was not offering a solution, but telling us to accept the status quo. Given how the world order has been turned upside down with the Trump thinking he can carve up the world into spheres, young people need to focus on their future. The Valley is finished, finished. Oh, they scared. Mitchell and crew is finished. Oh, Lord. Naughty, what new event or any news happening after the by-election in West End, in Bimini, and in Golden Isles? I heard nothing and nothing and nothing. Naughty, you right here the other day telling the government is running a PSYOPs operation in the run-up to Silly Day, Election Day, that is. That Jamaican dude was partially right. All right, call us real quick, 30 seconds each, talking heads.
Man, Naughty, why you could do that, Naughty? Why
all right,
do
call
that?
Me back in the 5 o'clock. Call me back in the 5 o'clock.
Naughty,
oh, Jesus.
I might only have $11 so I can use my 30 seconds now. Naughty, come on, man. That's an insult to us, man, Naughty. Come on, $11, man?
Man, listen, you can call back.
30 cents a day for the month?
Listen, I get 127 a day in the month. Call me back in the 5 o'clock so we can talk about it. I can put something on your card. Next caller, Talking Heads. Caller, Talking Heads. All right, call me back right after the news in the 5 o'clock. We'll wrap this up. Then we'll get into sports. We got a lot of sports to talk about. Pearlie will be joining us, and we'll talk a lot of things, NFL, NBA. And, you know, we got Today in Sports brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. We got the local scene brought to you by Burger King. And we'll chop it up for you. And speaking of Burger King, don't forget the SpongeBob Whopper is available for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, Bikini Bottom at Burger King is there for you. And, you know, be sure to grab one on the way home. And don't forget the KFC Rap Star Grilled Wrap, original recipe and spicy, waiting for KFC Nassau location, only $8.95, VAT included. Get it by itself or get it as a combo, all right? Let them do the cooking for you today. KFC Nassau, always finger-licking good. News coming up right after the news. We'll wrap this up, and then we'll get into sports in the 5 o'clock. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Girls and boys, I'm rapping around the world for Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland.
Grill tastes better. At the Burger King Nassau, you'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's all right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And right now, let me wrap up these texts and callers. Who said you hit back? You could hit me back now. We'll take those calls. I don't want you to bust up your $11, but I mean, you know, hit us back. We'll finish the convo. Let me get back to these texts. Correction, Naughty, they're not paving any roads. We, the taxpayers, paving the roads. This is the truth. It is true. It's our dime paving the roads. They're not doing us any favors. They're doing what they're supposed to do. About darn time. And I saw some patchwork sent to me from that Sears Road in Baca Wendy's area. I don't know what you call... What's that area called in Baca Wendy's? Salvation Army Wendy's? Sears Edition, that's what that is. All kind of potholes through there. They did some paving. The hole had been there for months. They finally paved it, and the shoddy way they paved it was ridiculous. Now, somebody might say, okay, well, you're being ungrateful it got paved. Yeah, you fixed the hole, but the way you paved it was shoddy. You could have done a better job. It was a half anyway. It was not a great job. Looked like they threw it down, packed it, rolled out. Didn't edge it, didn't shape it, didn't realize, oh, there's a portion of a sidewalk here. Now it's creating a jagged, edge and an abutment that somebody might step on. It's like, come on. Who getting all these contracts? Naughty, this lousy administration is undemocratic and unaccountable. They refuse to respond to all of the scandals happening because as far as they're concerned, when they ignore the controversies, they will simply die down and go away. And sadly, they do die down and go away. And that's the sad thing about it. It becomes part of the status quo, part of the norm. And that's not who we are, and that's not who we should be. Naughty, these governments do not want the best persons to build our country. They want persons to fill spaces who are not effective. They want persons to fill spaces who are not effective and unproductive. That's Twynham. All right, if that's Twynham, then that's where I'm talking about. It's deplorable. It's got all kind of craters and holes, and yeah, it's crazy. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on? Happy New Year. Long time no hear. What's happening,
man? Boy, that's something, eh? Boy, I've been, like, between, I've been laid up, man.
Well, I hope you're feeling better. I didn't hear from you. I was like, all right.
You must
be recovering from the holidays. What's happening with you? You feeling
right
better now?
But I called, and I called the show before, but this with the paving the road situation. I mean, some of the public know, and some of you know. $1.61 come out of every gallon of gas you purchase. That's supposed to go there, pave the road. Plus, they collect license and whatever inspection fee. That's supposed to go paving the road. But apparently, we don't get nothing done around here. They give out, and I used to want to always say, government need to hire about 2 to 3 paving team, not give a contract. Hire these fellas. And we could keep these roads up to date. No roads be bad for no 4 years and thing, man. You can't drive some of these roads for years and years. You know? Another vexing problem in this country, we have a lot of our females, and, we is number one with breast cancer. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. And all women are 4 to 1 more times prevalent to breast cancer than anybody else in the world.
It seems that it's put to the back burner. You know, if you go in there as a female with a breast cancer and you don't have no money, it seems like you die. And I think the government should hire. See, the doctors were here now. All they are doing is filling up their pocket, and again, I can repeat myself, if you don't have no money, you die. I think it's the government needs to get all the right material, the machines. I know it ain't cost $1 million for a machine to check these females. And if they don't got the expertise, doctors, let's bring some from abroad and pay them, because we can find $57 million to travel all over, wherever they want to go. But at the same time, we have our females that are dying from breast cancer because they cannot afford the treatment, the doctors.
Or the ports to get the treatment, correct.
So the specialists, and if they charge you a $200,000 a year, it will be weighted high, about 2 to 3 of them. So we could save some of our females because a lot of them cannot afford those kind of high prices to take care of the breast cancer. Thank you.
Good points, man. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah,
man. Good to hear from you more. All right? Naughty, good afternoon. Stop outsourcing. That is why we have a Ministry of Works. Boy, Dexter, you're right on point right there. Naughty, I don't know if you've seen this, but the officer who was caught on the tape seemingly soliciting a bribe from a tourist has allegedly been reassigned to duties at the Royal Bahamas Police Force headquarters welcoming booth. As investigations continue, However, authorities have not indicated when the investigation is expected to conclude, allegedly. Wow. If there's any truth to those allegations, that's a head scratcher. Come on, man. Boy. And you know how investigations go with the police force. They take a while and then poof. No, that might have been AI. That might have been this. It might have been that. No. Mm-mm. We need to deal with this and nip this one in the bud. Now, you all got to stop, though. I ain't going to lie. Naughty, have you seen this one? The Bahamas so good, even the devil is applying for citizenship. Have you seen this, Mr. Producer, in the dailies? A Mr. Reggie, spelled R-E-A-D-G-E, devil, D-E-V-I-L. Reggie Devil is applying for citizenship. I'm thinking, listen, if your last name is Devil, or you have anything to do with the devil, that's grounds to deny you citizenship. I'm just saying. If it was Reggie Jesus, that might be a different story. You know what I mean? Or maybe Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We got to work through that. But devil? And if you want citizenship, you all know Reggie is R-E-G-G-I-E. Reggie. Reggie. Boy, look here. And if I didn't see it in the ad, I wouldn't have believed it. But you all, boy, look here. You all just all over the place today. Anyhow. Let's get up into sports. I know Pearlie zoomed in. Pearlissimo, what's happening, my brother?
I'm right here. Just meeting on 7:30. University of Miami, Indiana Hoosiers.
We'll get to that. I mean, we got lots to talk about that for sure. But we got to start it off like we always do with Today in Sports History. I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, a couple of eventful things. January 19th in 1952, the NFL bought the franchise of the New York Yankees from Ted Collins. The franchise was then awarded to a group in Dallas on January 24th. 1953, Jesse Owens was named Illinois Athletic Commission Secretary. 1958, the Canadian Football Council changed its name to the Canadian Football League. 1989, President Reagan pardoned George Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner was indicted on 14 criminal counts on April 5, 1974, then pled guilty to making illegal contribution to Nixon's reelection campaign and a felony charge of obstruction of justice on August 23. 1993, the Oakland A's unveiled a new elephant logo. 1995, the NHL Board of Governors approved the sale of the Winnipeg Jets, officially clearing the way for the team to move to Phoenix for the 1996-97 season. In 1996, the NHL announced that the Winnipeg Jets could move to Phoenix. In 1997, Yvonne Rodriguez signed a deal with the Texas Rangers worth $6.65 million. Pudge Rodriguez, probably one of the best catchers of all time. Very underrated, but a very good catcher.
One of the greatest. He's really good.
All right, we got the sports quote of the day. He floats like an anchor and stings like a moth. Sports writer Ray Gandolf about Muhammad Ali after he lost his title to Leon Spinks on February 15, 1978. But I hope he had that same energy when Ali came back to defeat Spinks and win the belt back.
For real.
All right. Well, let's check out the local sports scene there, Pearlie. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, man, it is all about the SpongeBob Whopper over there at Burger King Nassau. What you need to do is take mini you out to Burger King after soccer or something, man, and get him one of these SpongeBob Whoppers.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll love it. I see what he's saying.
They got the combo and they got it by itself, man. But that, you know, that looks like a good one over there at Burger King, the SpongeBob Whopper combo. All right, let's check out the local sports scene, Pearlie, and then we'll go international. You know how we do it.
Okay. Yeah.
But, boy, we got lots to talk about. Lots of stuff out of them games yesterday. Them Buffalo Bills still crying.
Boy.
Go and fire the coach. That was a dumb move.
I thought they should fire the quarterback, but anyway.
Correct. Different story for another day. All right. Yep. Let's have a look at what we got. Giants earn wins in NPBA action. That's both senior division and junior division. Then you got Jazz Chisholm. He's committed to play for Great Britain in the Baseball World Series.
Yeah, I see that. That's an interesting news.
Well, they've done it before. Several of them played for Great Britain. So
I thought Isaacs, Lucius all played for Great Britain. But the thing about it is, they don't have any closers. They don't have no 7, 8, and 9 inning pitchers that is able to respond. And that's where they end up losing. And so if they can recruit some pitching, they'll be all right.
You know, all I can say is maybe they should be on the lookout. You remember how El Duque Hernandez ended up on the shoreline over here?
Yeah.
Never know, you know. When you come in the beaches for certain days, look for pitches.
You know what? I'm not got a thing to say but that. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Carifta climbs at DTSP Wolfpack meet. Andrew Tye's national record. And this Antoine Andrews is entering elite company worldwide. The Bahamian national record holder in the sprint hurdles outdoors tied the national mark in the sprint hurdles indoors over the weekend, running a personal best time of 7.49 seconds in the men's 60 meters. And this is the hurdles at the Texas Tech Corky Classic at the Texas Tech Sports Performance Center in Lubbock, Texas. The Texas Tech University Red Raiders senior was in a class all by himself, winning in what was a new world leading time on Friday.
That's super.
But since then, Jakub Szymanski of Poland ran a new world leading time of 7.481 seconds. But Andrew.
Okay.
So that's good stuff right there.
We got the number one female and the number two male. That's super.
And the Mingos opened up their track and field season at the T-Bird Flyers Classic. So glad to see continued, you know, sports disciplines being put out by the Mingos over there. They got their seasons and they starting it. They building on it. Good stuff.
Yeah. And there's a number of athletes qualified for the Carifta Games. That means I understand.
All right. Let me get a couple of these texts out of the way. And then we can do the rest of these sports because I promise these texts as I get to them. Naughty, the outcomes at the PMH are abysmal. We need to openly and truthfully address why and address the weaknesses, but PMH has become a death sentence. Sad but true, and it's affected me recently. Lost a couple of good friends off of what I'm hearing is negligence in that place. Wow, that's a long one. Naughty, I'm tired of hearing your old peasants complain about the roads. If they fixed them, they wouldn't make any money from car parts. You want MPs lose their shares, eh? These celebrities don't care about your vote or sinking boat. It's rigged. It's all about the Benjamins to be shared out to contractors. They're going to share that slow $200 million. Rich people buy elections. It's whoever invests the most. You forget Nygaarde. Oh, Jesus. You on a roll today, Dexter? You on a roll? Naughty people are getting sick in this country because they are so stressed out for many reasons. Also, many females and males are not honest in their relationships. Many of the leaders are out to lunch and dinners with their sweethearts. They are not focused on leadership.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they call on in this country. You can't condone that. That's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, everybody's fired up today. And everybody, listen, some voice notes and some stuff on social media circulating. Boy, I ain't trying to get to the bottom of that. But them allegations heavy, boy.
On what subject, if you may say that's the subject?
No, I'm not going to say anything on the subject. I'll tell you off here.
Okay.
Allegations, boy. Heavy allegations. From all sides of the track.
I saw something going around. There's a new currency coming out, an $11 bill. Did you see that?
No, I gotta go check that. $11 bill?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Somebody just sent it to me as we speak. Oh, heck, this is you. You sent it to me earlier.
Not me. I did not send that to you.
That ain't you? All right, let me see what it is. Oh, it's one of the sports chat groups. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, all right.
When it opens up, I'll see.
Okay.
$11 bill.
Somebody sent it to me. I thought it was hilarious. Says right out of the certain president from a certain country's playbook.
Yeah, it does. It looks rather Trumpian.
Just moving. Listen, we're in the sports, right?
Yeah, we're in the sports.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you know?
What happened?
Do you know? I had a nice parlay yesterday. It was like a 15. I picked props and everything. I like a 15-pick parlay.
Why would you do that?
Listen carefully. I got every single one right except one. So, which one you think that is?
I don't know, but
the Bears could score 21 points.
Listen, what you need to do, let me give you some advice. How much did you spend on the 15 parlay?
$5. It was like $500 to win.
All right, why don't you do this? Why don't you take that five, find a nice three-teamer with the island game, put it on that three-teamer, whether it's money line, point spread, over and under. Hit that three-teamer. Whatever you win off that three-teamer, you take that, and then you bet it on your next one. And then you off and running, brother. You have a better chance to be not good than the $5 shot in the dark 15. I mean, you got 14, right? If you would have done a 14-teamer, you would have been counting money.
If he didn't throw that interception, I'm sure he was going to score a touchdown, and I would have been counting money too.
And if my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle.
True.
That's that big word.
I know, but I had all kind of crap. Like, with the kicking name, Mavis would kick one field goal. I got that right. I had a bunch of little easy stuff just to pull in, just to say, let me have some fun.
All right, well, let's get the conversation popping, Pearly. We'll get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got to talk about McDermott being fired and about the results of those divisional playoffs yesterday, the AFC and NFC championships coming up and the ramifications thereof. We got to talk about those two controversial catches yesterday, that one was ruled an interception in Buffalo, one was ruled a catch with the Rams, with Devontae Adams.
And both were right. They got it right.
In their moments, correct. And then we got to talk NBA. And then, of course, Rich Eisen will be taking us home today with his breakdown on the Bills firing McDermott, which I think is totally just a dumb move.
I'll take him in Miami.
I'll tell you somewhere.
You take him as your defensive coordinator.
Correct, but not that. I got another place for him where he'll actually hit the ground running and turn a franchise around, and I'll tell you about that after the break. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's alright, already. The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember.
Bloody Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. Your welcome is where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink, or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah!
We're back at you on the Monday, January 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building. We're talking sports. Couple of things. I want to remind you each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Be sure to join me, Pearly, Stat Boy, Sancho, and of course Mega and Clint J each and every Sunday for the Press Box right here, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game, Green Parrot, Margaritaville PI, and Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. I hear Bud Light having one big Super Bowl party. Pearly, you may have to go represent, all right, for the press box. I'll let
really
you
know. Happening.
I can't divulge that yet, but as soon as I can, I will.
I'm hearing about a couple of things. So yeah, I'm hearing about one that might be thrown at a really big place.
Yeah, man. So we make sure you straight and you can go rap for the press box.
Last year, I couldn't go to watch the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because I had a stupidly booked a colonoscopy for Monday morning. But so I had to stay home and drink some stuff.
Boy.
That does things to you. That was the most miserable day of my life.
Yeah, boy. It sounded like you was full of crap all the way around on that.
It wasn't, no. I was quite empty of crap.
That's what I, yeah. Anyway. You get the drift.
The good thing about it is everything worked out well, and I got good results from the colonoscopy, so I can't complain.
Well, if you wanted McDermott to be your head coach, that can't happen, all right? Just breaking, the Dolphins are hiring former Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Chaffley, completed his second interview with the team today and will be their new head coach. This is 20 minutes ago. That's the Green Bay connection. That's the Green Bay connection with the GM that they just brought over.
I told you that yesterday.
And now, On a different note, allow me to say, the defense is totally screwed in Green Bay, and they got $47 million with a busted, torn ACL that can't help them. I wonder how they're going to rebuild now with no coach and no pieces and no nothing, and you know that staff about to get raided.
Yep.
Micah could be in purgatory for the next couple of years. Miss Dallas yet, Micah?
Oh, my goodness. You wasted me when Shaq left the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. I'm that guy.
Okay. I'm happy. I think from what I'm reading and what I'm seeing, he helped build that Green Bay defense that was ranked 12th in the league this year. He's a good defensive mind. So hopefully he'll get a good offensive coordinator with him. If Weaver doesn't get the job in Pittsburgh, hopefully he'll keep Weaver and we'll see how it goes.
All right, let's get this call in, and then I got something for you. Talking Heads.
Hey.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just had a call back. I just want to see the Dolphins get a new coach.
Yep, Jeff Hafley, former defensive coordinator in Green Bay. We just talked about it. Just talked about it before you came on.
Yeah, they get a new coach. But Buffalo coach, I wonder why they fire him, man. He said that they
let himself. Scapegoat.
Huh?
Scapegoat.
Yeah, but now, they are down.
No, when you look at it, he's gone 9 years in a row and can't make it to the big dance, getting knocked out every year.
I'm a guess.
And how many of them have been directly tied to his quarterback?
All.
Well, this week, I think I would say, boy, they got him. But I think it was, 2 minutes ago, and They were supposed to get that down, man. They were supposed to get that voice down. And they get that voice down, they would win.
If, that's true.
We just finished talking about the ifs.
There was no excuse they shouldn't have made that.
But anytime Buffalo gets beat, it's a great day. Yes, this weekend was a bittersweet weekend. Buffalo lost, New England won. And I guess, I'm sorry to say, Naughty, you might be correct. Without Bo Nix down, I don't know how Denver could pull it off. So it ain't looking good.
You might have a point there because New England look like they're a little tough. They are a little
and
tough.
Mind you, if CJ Stroud did play a halfway decent game, they would have. I think Houston would have been that game.
Correct. We gotta talk about that full 100, man. We got to.
Yeah.
Good stuff, right. Carter. Always good to hear from you, man. All right, Purdy. Let me tell you the ideal landing spot for McDermott. And then we'll talk the games from yesterday and we'll break them down. But you want me to tell you where the ideal landing spot for Sean McDermott is?
Raiders Hill.
No. The Las Vegas Raiders.
That's what I said, the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Mendoza coming in as their number one pick at quarterback. Who was successful with Josh Allen as a rookie quarterback coming in as a number one pick? Sean McDermott.
Yes.
There are pieces there that he can use with the draft picks that are coming up to deal with the defense. So he can put his imprint on the defense. He's got a solid running back. He's got two great tight ends in Bowers and Myers. You could add wide receiver through free agency, okay? The offensive line is pretty decent, but they need to add one or two pieces. Defense is where they need the help, but I think he could bring that team around and get it in the direction where they want it to go. Look at this. You hire Dable as your offensive coordinator, who is your offensive coordinator in Buffalo. He's your quarterback whisperer. He's your quarterback guru. Get in the air of Mendoza, and you're off and running. Austin Genty is a solid running back you could build around. The pieces are in place for McDermott to take the Raiders on a fourth-place schedule and make them competitive. And then in a year or two with drafts and the right free agency, put them back on the map. I think that's the best place for McDermott. Baltimore,
that sounds like a play.
Baltimore is another spot, too, with some ready-made pieces and a quarterback. He gets another Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Great regular season MVP candidate. Can win in the playoffs. So let's see.
I honestly think Buffalo should make a move and get rid of Josh and start over, because they just can't. They're going to be a high pick again this year. And I say high pick, a large number pick, maybe 26, 27. So they're not like you're going to get the creme de la creme. I think Buffalo's window is closed. I honestly think their window is closed.
Well, listen.
Based on the decline I saw on the team this year, right? They still finished 12-5. I understand that. But based on the decline that I see in the team this year, unless they make some serious moves in the offseason and bring some players in, I don't see them being in the money next year again. I see them again next year.
All right. Now,
and maybe if Halfley do some work, maybe Dolphins will come in second. You never know.
I want to read this before I get to this. Let me read this and let me go from there. Had a text.
But you should read it out loud so we can
also
hear.
Yeah, man. I had a text in earlier, and I gotta find it. Say, Naughty, that caller jinxed us calling in earlier about the Patriots. Oh, here it is. Naughty, I'm a Patriots fan since Drew Bledsoe. This time right here, that the caller called dissing your Cowboys. Why? But the caller, we're not even playing the Broncos yet, and you celebrating already. Manny, don't give us bad luck, Naughty. Caller, be quiet until the Super Bowl like me. And if we win, then we could celebrate, okay? We need to let this Patriots dynasty come back, and you're not helping. Yeah, well, he was there talking at the side of his neck. Listen, I think it's a little bit easy right now for the Patriots because Bo Nix's injury in Denver. But I'm with you on something, Pearly. I looked at that game yesterday. The Patriots scored 4 touchdowns. However, they were gifted 5 turnovers. They had a short field on 4 of them.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud turned it over every which way he could. Derek May turned the ball over as well, too, 3 times.
He had 4 fumbles and 2 he lost.
Correct.
1 interception.
So you go now and you play against that Denver team and they get some turnovers and you give Stidham a short field. You never know.
They got a decent kicker. It could be a low-scoring kicking game.
And one thing about Sean Payton, man. Sean Payton is a masterful offensive coordinator. He would draw something up to keep the Patriots off balance knowing the hand he's been dealt.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
don't be surprised. He was very confident in, man, Stidham's ready. I'm ready to roll. That
he
means
said, you watch. He's in.
So you never know. He may see something or know something that we don't know. There might be some players that he's got designed for this kid that we don't know.
Yeah, I could see them doing that. I could see them really doing it. I could see him not doing anything fancy, run the ball a lot, little dink and dive passes, eat it up off the field, come down, score a touchdown, maybe kick a field goal and do that a few times. I could see that happen. And Denver got just as good a defense as Houston, or better.
Correct. All right, I mean.
So, you know, don't build up your hopes yet. You know, oh, Nick's gone. That's an easy road. Oh, no. Chris.
You got to look. Like you say, Chris Berman, are you breaking up? That's why I can say it for you. Chris, there's a reason why we play the game. Remember now, Pearly, you there or he dropped out? Stidham actually won some games for the New England Patriots a couple of years ago. That is why Sean Payton is saying he's ready. This kid is familiar with the defense. He's familiar with the system. Maybe not the one Vrabel has had there, but he's familiar with the players that are on defense because Vic Vrabel inherited them. So he may know something that we don't know. Maybe him and Payton have talked, and they know something that we don't know. Okay? But I look at that game yesterday, and Houston served up New England. Now, But that doesn't mean New England is as good as you know, the hype is. I think it's a little more hype to them than there is, you know, being a good team. They're good, but they got lucky in certain instances. Nobody turns the ball over five times. Nobody. And we saw it, and that helped them directly. So we'll see how it goes against Denver. As far as the Rams and the Bears, that was one heck of a game. I'm telling you all now, Ben Johnson and those Bears going to be trouble for years to come. They're young. They're talented. They got cap space. They got draft picks. That is going to be a scary, 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 all right, team for a couple of years. I know some man, Peter Raheem, sitting down is going, ah, the Bears have finally done it for me. So watch out for them. Big NFC West matchup, Seattle. The Rams, no strangers to each other. But I think the Seahawks are a different breed of animal right now, especially playing at home, offensively and defensively, doing what they're supposed to do. I like them over the Rams now. I'm going to see how the week plays out, but I like them initially. I like them over the Rams. It's and the Broncos, I can't call it yet. I got to look at everything involved in that one before I make a pick on that one. Did we get Purdy back? All right, so listen, I already see we got to get to the picks, but a couple of things. Let me just address the pass interference. The one in Buffalo with Brandon Cooks, caught the ball at the high point. The defender put his hand on the ball. As they came to the ground, Cooks did not maintain possession of the catch. And how I know this? Because I got screwed by that stinking rule in Green Bay a couple of years ago with Dez Bryant when it was a friggin' catch in the moment. And then they come back a couple of years later saying it was a catch after they done robbed us. Musa. And I had to let that go, Mr. Producer.
That one goes. Sorry about that.
So it came through with the move. The defender now coming to the ground with Cooks not maintaining possession through the catch because now it's a loose ball. And that's where the rule comes in. When you're challenging for a ball, the defender and the receiver have rights to the ball. Defender made the move straight through, rolled through the ground, came up with the ball, interception.
Yes.
The difference with Devontae Adams is he caught it, made a football move, and his knee was down before the ball came out.
Exactly.
If that knee don't hit the ground and they strip the ball, it's a turnover. Interception or fumble, but the knee was
clear. And I think did a good job of looking at different angles, slowing it down, everything, and both calls were the right call.
Both calls in the instance were the right call. I agree.
Yeah.
And last night, like I said, the Bears showed me they're going to be problems for years to come. Good, young, solid team with Ben Johnson and building around the core what they got, and it's a young core. They're going to be good for years to come, Purdy.
And all that was, Caleb made some great plays. He got excited. He tried another play, and the inexperience showed exactly what I was going to say, what I said yesterday on Press Box, that inexperience is going to play a role in it. Next year, that won't happen. You get to that game, he won't make that mistake.
All right, we got to get to the picks, Purdy. One game we picking tonight. The number 10, University of Miami Hurricanes. At home, Hard Rock Stadium. Taking on the number one ranked team in the country. 13-2 Canes taking on the number one ranked Indiana Hoosiers. 15-0. All I'm going to say is this. The line started at 11.5. It is now at 7.
Yes.
And dropping. I'm telling you right now, Cristobal is going to summons up the old legend and folklore of that Miami Hurricane program. Michael Irvin is going to lead a bandwagon of former Cane greats. And in the spirit of Sean Taylor, the Miami Hurricanes are going to rise from the ashes like the Phoenix. It's been a long time since they've been the national champion. They have come this far. They knocked off Texas A&M, Ohio State, Ole Miss, all on the road to get here. And to me, is taking that Patriots pressure from 2018 with that undefeated season And the albatross has gotten heavier and heavier and heavier. And Mendoza is home in Miami, where he was a good product, but not good enough. And I think that he's going to, despite him being cool and Heist Mendoza and all of that, you're at home. You want to prove something. He wants to give him the good Cubanichi Toma. And I think he presses a little bit. I think there's some mistakes. I think the Miami defense steps up. I think Malachi Toney makes a play here or there. I think Fletcher is big. And when everybody sleeps on Beck, I think he gets it done. It's going to be a heck of a game. But I like the Miami Hurricanes at home tonight. All right, here's the score. 31-30. Bringing back memories of when they beat the Nebraska Cornhuskers under Tom Osborne with Howard Schnellenberger. Bernie Kosar quarterback. Canes won it 31-30, knocking off Turner Gill and those Nebraska Cornhuskers. We summons the memories, the folklore of past great teams tonight. Michael Irvin, the chief summonser, will conjure it up. Canes win it 31-30.
Spin doctor. I boy, one thing with you, you got me convinced, but I'll tell you this much. If it's that high a scoring game, Indiana wins. I think it's going to be 24-17 Miami. I think if Miami keeps it in the first quarter and maybe the beginning of the second quarter will determine just how that game goes.
I think Miami gets up early and Indiana plays catch up. It's a barn burner down to the wire, but Miami holds on.
I hear you, and I think if Miami is close or even has a three-point lead, if it's a close game in the first quarter and a half, Miami wins it because in the second half, the defense will get the confidence, the defense will pick up, and they will shut Indiana down.
And watch the massive size of that Miami offensive line against Indiana's defensive line. If they play the game how they're supposed to, they're going to impose their will on that Indiana defense in the second quarter, in the second half. They haven't seen that too much this year, and that's where I think Fletcher runs wild. Toney makes a play. Canes win it.
That's why I say that. I think it's going to be a knuckle punch out in the first half. Just feeling each other, roughing up. And I think in the second half, that Miami offensive line is going to pick it up. The Indiana defense will get tired, and Fletcher will run all over them 24-17. Take that one to the bank.
All right, that's a wrap, man. For Pearly, this your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. For Mr. Producer, we'll be up out of here. Quick break. My free pick of the day coming at you, and that'll be followed by Rich Eisen taking us home, breaking down the whole debacle in Buffalo. And what were they thinking, firing Sean McDermott? Keep it right where you got it. It continues right on.
You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Naughty back at you with my free pick of the day, brought to you by the Island Game. Today is Monday, and my free pick comes to you from the NBA. The Utah Jazz on the road, taking on the San Antonio Spurs. I like the Spurs in the money line over the Jazz. Give me the Spurs and the money line. That's my free pick of the day. Play it and win with the Island Game. The game you know, the friends you trust. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'll be straight up with you. When that simultaneous catch that wasn't a catch, it was an interception, all that business that went down in overtime of that big-time game between the Bills and the Broncos, when that happened, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is going to be something that is going to be leading our program, and that's going to be something everyone's going to be talking about regardless of what happened the rest of the playoff weekend. Kind of wrong about that, because it's not even in the top two things talked about coming out of the Bills and Broncos game itself. And I thought the Bo Nix broken ankle would be the number one thing being talked about coming out of that game, since it resonates into the AFC Championship game that Jarrett Stidham's going to start. First guy to start a championship game without having thrown a single pass in the regular season. That's unbelievable. But then we wake up this morning and find out Sean McDermott has been fired as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills after 9 seasons there.
Yo.
So there's that. And I'll be straight up with you. I am surprised by it. I understand there's been rumblings, there's been this, there's been that. If you live in the Western New York area or you've got your feet firmly planted there, despite not living there, like our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins, saying that Sean McDermott talking about the roster to others who go on in the media, my old friend Vic Carucci talking about this in the Western New York area, doesn't sit well with ownership, doesn't sit well with the general manager, who obviously sits very well with ownership. And this loss turns out to be Sean McDermott's final game on a sideline there. And it's not just any 9 seasons as head coach for the Buffalo Bills. A resurgent 9 seasons for the Buffalo Bills, because they draft Josh Allen. And McDermott is there for Allen's ascension and his first playoff game of his career in Houston, where they go into overtime and lose. So his first playoff game as head coach of the Buffalo Bills, you know, with Josh Allen, ends in an overtime loss, and his last one does as well. And in between, life moments that he was brilliant in guiding this team through. Brilliant. From a massive snowstorm in Western New York that creates havoc for the people there to try and get through. And they have to, if you remember, play in Detroit, a home game in Detroit. Then they have to go play a Thanksgiving game in Detroit. Move the team through all of that. But nothing is more important than life and death issues and the way Sean McDermott stewarded the ship when one of his players dropped dead on the field and needed to be resuscitated. The way Sean McDermott handled everything with that team with DeMar Hamlin, he deserves to always be lauded for his work with the Buffalo Bills being their head coach. And, you know, Terry Pegula in his message to the fans and his announcement about it talked about how McDermott will always be remembered for his work, an admirable job of leading our football team for the past 9 seasons, and how he changed the mindset of this organization, was instrumental in the Bills becoming a perennial playoff team. That is all true. I respect all the work, loyalty, and attention to detail he showed for this team and the community. I wish Sean, Jamie, and his family all the best. And he said he, however, felt the team is in need of a new structure within our leadership to give this organization the best opportunity to take our team to the next level. We owe that to our players and to Bills Mafia and Brandon Bean, who has been the general manager, has now been given the role of president of football operations, and he's going to oversee all facets of the football ops, including the oversight of our coaching staff. And how he then said how he has full faith in Brandon, having witnessed outstanding leadership and style and his confidence in his abilities to lead our organization. And Bean has got class and style, and there's no question about that. James Cook and Dawson Knox are the only Pro Bowlers that have been drafted by the team since Josh Allen. And I know fans of Buffalo are going to have to, who feel that the roster is what's letting Josh down, might be disappointed to hear that the general manager is going to be still in charge. But that's for Western New York and the ownership and Brandon Bean to have to handle by hiring the next right guy. And I think personally, I think this is part and parcel of the landscape the NFL is undergoing right now. And by that I mean, you see Ben Johnson doing what he's doing in Chicago, right? You get the right play calling head coach who brings in a whole different set of eyes to a situation with a young quarterback who needs guidance. Boom. The Bears damn near make the NFC Championship game. Yep. Just like that. And then you see two franchises in your own conference in Baltimore say, great 18-year run out of John Harbaugh. Perennial Super Bowl contenders, perennial playoff contenders. But we're not getting the results with our MVP quarterback that we want, which is the Super Bowl. Haven't made one yet with him. And even though we won one with John Harbaugh, Steve Bisciotti's like, it's time. And then in Pittsburgh, 19 years, Mike Tomlin decides it's time. You heard Art Rooney II say, I would have given Tomlin a 20th season here. But the way it's been done, just down the road from Buffalo, is no longer going to be the way it's done. And I think you put it all together, and Terry Pegula, with whatever else was going on there in Western New York, says it's time. And now Sean McDermott is out as being the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. And I'm just wondering, will they go CEO head coach? Will they turn to Joe Brady and say, you're already in Allen's ear? Stay there and see what you can do. Or do they say, well, he's already in Allen's ear and we lost another overtime game with him. We can't seem to put these things together. So let's get a totally different new voice, a totally different new situation. Or do you go back to the guy who was previously in Allen's ear and Brian Daboll? Or is it a tough sell to the Buffalo fan base that we're going to take, yeah, a guy who was coach of the year 1 year, but the rest of the time couldn't get the Giants out of the cellar. Forget about the Super Bowl. Or do you go to some other find the new Ben Johnson? I have no idea what the Pegula plan is, because this morning I was stunned to learn that McDermott's out. And the one thing that I need to do if I'm the Pegula family, and I'm sure they already have, is personally tell Josh Allen what's up and say, please do not internalize this as it's your fault, as he did after the loss to the Denver Broncos. And I understand Allen's turnovers were mind-numbing, like the one right before halftime that gifted the Broncos 3 points. And also an interception that was seemingly thrown late over the middle that wound up just basically being a de facto punt. And I understand Allen also has got to be maybe sitting there thinking, if I hit Dawson Knox, if I hit him right at the end of regulation, we're in the AFC Championship game, and Sean McDermott's still the head coach. But, yeah, to use a phrase of the aforementioned individual who's no longer in Pittsburgh, if your aunt had male parts, she'd be your uncle. It's amazing how that phrase can actually fit many different situations.
Yeah, it sure can.
you know, Josh Allen is a reason why this is going to be a job opening that is coveted right now. And, you know, this was Allen after the game in Denver, just taking it all in. And I think giving voice to the emotions of everybody in the Bills Mafia.
How hard is it to just get here again and have this happen?
It's extremely difficult. I feel like I let my teammates down tonight.
Your emotions normally aren't this emotional for us. Is what has brought this on? It's just...
I just missed opportunities throughout the game. It's been a long season. I hate how it ended. And that's it's going to stick with me for a long time.
Got to wonder if he had an inkling that McDermott might have a poor meeting with the owner when they got back to Western New York. I don't know what else to read into that other than the fact that Josh Allen's empathy and emotions are part of his superpower and part of parcel why he's one to root for and why Bills fans love him. And hey, Josh, you're now 0-3 in your career playoff overtime career. You know who else is? It's Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. You know who's also 1-3 in those regards? Drew Brees and Brett Favre. You know what they're all going to have in common?
Jackets.
Ohio.
You know the
at the end of the day.
All of them and him, though.
What, Super Bowl rings?
Yeah.
And that's, but Allen is in a very early part of his career still. Remarkably, they're only the third team all time to score 30 or more points with no punts in a playoff loss. Last time it happened was the Patriots losing Super Bowl 52 to the Eagles, and then the Chiefs in the divisional round in 2003 and losing to the Colts. And I will just, again, give voice to a lot of Bills fans who are hearing this right now saying, what about the officiating? We'll talk about that later on in this program. But for the moment, a new Bills world starting this weekend, where a similar result in terms of the playoffs winding up short. And I understand there is no Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow. This was the moment, and they had their moment and just could not come away with a win that was there for the taking. What would have been an AFC championship game contest in New England by the end of the weekend, that would have been the result. Instead, now the Buffalo Bills family has been upended, and they're in a new coaching search. And it earned Tom Pelissero an early morning text from me saying, you're going to come on the show today. And he said, okay. That's coming up in hour number two.
Ravens, Steelers, Bills.
Yeah. Lamar.
All new head coach.
Josh Allen. And an organization that is an MVP of organizations that changes coaches once in a generation. These are all open jobs, which means if you're Tennessee or you're Cleveland or you're Arizona or you're Miami, you're like, damn it. You know, at least for Atlanta's sake and the Giants' sake, they got their guys. Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out every single day streaming live on Disney Plus and the ESPN app 12 to 3 Eastern.